President William Ruto's visit to the United States marks the 60th anniversary of U.S.-Kenya diplomatic relations, which began at the dawn of the East African nation's independence from British colonial rule. At a recent African Development Fund meeting, Ruto said one of his goals of the trip is to discuss ways to make the global financial system, including institutions such as the International Monetary Fund, more equitable.
The current international financial architecture is faulty, it is unfair, it is not right. It must be changed. It must be fixed. It is one of the conversations I'll be having with President Biden, because the U.S. has a lot of say on the current international financial architecture. We want to have a conversation. Conversation is about Kenya, but it's in the context of us being Africans, and it's a context of Africa.
A recent report from the Economist Intelligence Unit in London says Kenya's economy is facing several challenges to growth, such as high public debt, an elevated cost of living, exchange rate pressures, global economic uncertainties, and tight global financial conditions. The report comes at a time when Ruto is grappling with several economic problems, including Kenya's debt of $71.8 billion. Macharia Munene is a professor of history and international relations at the United States International University in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. He thinks Ruto's talks with Biden could yield some results.
The U.S. might be persuaded to persuade the IMF and the World Bank to renegotiate and reschedule Kenya's debts in order to ease the burden on the citizens who are complaining. The U.S. might also endorse Kenya's climate change agenda, which would make President Ruto very happy.
Innocent Maganya is a lecturer specializing in security and sustainable peace at Tangaza University in Nairobi. He thinks Ruto and Biden will spend time on security issues.
I think 3 points would be on the agenda about the economy. You'll be looking for investors to come to Kenya, how the U.S. can help the country on security. There is a military cooperation between Kenya and the U.S., the conflicts in the region, the Horn and Central Africa.
Mwaura Muigai, an independent Kenyan political and social analyst, expects the meeting to have benefits for the country.
I foresee the president coming back to the country with a bag of goodies, persuading potential investors that Kenya is a place to be. So I see opportunities coming to this country. I can call it a diplomatic coup for the country Kenya and its people.
Ruto's visit to the United States comes nearly 15 months after United States First Lady Jill Biden visited Kenya for 3 days. In addition, Biden has made expanding economic, cultural, and diplomatic ties with African countries a priority in his administration. For VOA News, I'm James Shimanyula in Nairobi, Kenya.